Well, Mike, this is where we'll be spending the next 3 days of our lives.
Yeah.
In the media auditorium with all of the media.
That's right.
Sitting in here waiting to find out who the Packers pick and waiting for coaches and Ted Thompson to come in and tell us a little bit about the guys they're going to pick. Let's start with the Packers' needs.
Well, I think the ones certainly people are talking about the most, you've got the safety position, M.D. Jennings and Jerron McMillan, who were the two guys going into training camp last year. Neither guy is even on the roster anymore. Inside linebacker, there's a lot of talk about the Packers fortifying that position. I think tight end and wide receiver are positions they'll look at. Obviously center, J.C. Treader is the only, you know, quote-unquote true center that's on the roster right now, and he's a second-year guy coming off of a big injury from his rookie season. There's a lot of positions the Packers could address here, and I wouldn't rule out a developmental quarterback, you know, maybe in the later rounds on Saturday.
Mike, in my opinion, linebacker is the Packers' most pressing need, and it's because of my lasting memory of the 2013 season, which is of Andy Malumba limping on a bad knee,
yep,
chasing Colin Kaepernick in what turned out to be the big play,
right,
of that playoff game. If you're going to play a 3-4 defense, you've got to have linebackers.
You can never have enough pass rushers in a 3-4, just like they say you can never have enough cornerbacks in general, and I think the Packers very well could take a cornerback as well as adding some pass rushers with all these picks they have.
Yeah, cornerbacks can move to safety. Safeties can't move to cornerback. Safety's a need. I think Micah Hyde is going to satisfy that need, but they have need for depth and development at that position.
The guy that seems to come up the most often, who's available and seems to address a need and fit at 21, is C.J. Mosley, the inside linebacker from Alabama. Ryan Shazier from Ohio State, also an inside linebacker, another possibility. I won't discount Lewis Nix, the nose tackle from Notre Dame, another guy. I wouldn't rule out Kyle Fuller, the cornerback, defensive back.
That's
from,
a new one.
From
now,
Virginia
I haven't.
Tech.
Mm-hmm.
There's certainly no guarantee any of these guys will be there at 21, but if any of them are, I think they're all legitimate possibilities.
And then there are some other guys, too, the safeties. Clinton Dix. I mean, that campaign began in January.
Yeah, that was, yeah, and Calvin Pryor from Louisville. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we don't know if these guys are going to be there at 21, and we don't really even know what the Packers think of them.
My buddy Tony Pauline says the fun begins at pick number 7. He thinks that's where the first quarterback okay, will come off the board. I believe it's Tampa Bay has that pick.
Okay.
And Minnesota follows,
right,
and that could be another quarterback. And if that begins the run on quarterbacks, which could even begin at 4 with the Browns, look out. All of a sudden, some guys could start a C.J. Mosley, an Eric Ebron.
Tight end from North Carolina.
Glitzy guy.
Yeah.
He ain't going to block anybody, but he'll sure catch a lot of passes in this offense. That's where these guys could start moving toward the Packers, and maybe they would become affordable enough to trade up and get. What if the Packers went on the clock at 21, they didn't like what was available to them? Then now you maybe could trade that pick, trade down, trade it to a team like a Cleveland or a Jacksonville that wants to come back into the first round and draft a quarterback. And then I see somebody like Weston Richburg, a center from Colorado State.
Yep.
Addressing a need with some pretty good quality.
Yeah, and it's, I certainly wouldn't rule out trading down in that type of scenario like you mentioned. Ted Thompson did that back in 2008, and before you get all concerned about, oh, what about not having a first-round pick, that 2008 draft produced Jordy Nelson, Josh Sitton, JerMichael Finley, and Matt Flynn. So even without a first-round pick, Ted Thompson did pretty well. If they get one more playmaker on this defense, with the players they have coming back, you brought back Sam Shields on a big contract, you brought back B.J. Raji, you brought back Mike Neal, you're hoping, obviously, Clay Matthews and Nick Perry and those guys are going to stay healthy. You add another playmaker to this defense with one of those high picks, and I think the Packers will, could really see some improvement on defense. The main thing you're going to do with this draft is you're going to fortify a lot of positions. We talked about all those positions of need. You've got to have the depth. You've got to have the competition. You've got to have the guys who can develop in the pipeline. We're, you know, defensive line you mentioned, but, you know, there's Jarrell Worthy and Mike Daniels, mm-hmm, and Josh Boyd and all these guys they've drafted over the last couple years. Those are the guys that need to start to rise up now because they've had their time, and this is going to be their chance, and this is the draft where the Packers may do that at some other position.
It was called to my attention by a reader that 40 years ago, I covered a draft that produced four Hall of Famers, and that team was picking from the number 21 slot.
There you go.
I think this draft class, given all those other guys, those that are ready now to emerge, I think this is a draft class that can put this team over the top and send it on a championship run.